Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. We are here with an important update from the homicide, the double homicide that occurred this Saturday afternoon on Zenner Street in the city of Buffalo. I'm here with District Attorney Michael Kane, Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia, First Deputy Police Commissioner Al Wright, and Chief of Detectives for the Buffalo Police Department, Craig Macy. As you know now, there were two members of our community that were shot and ultimately succumbed to their injuries on Saturday. The two men that were killed were workers, maintenance workers, going to the home on Zenner Street to perform maintenance work. And they were both shot upon coming to the door of the home. This was a particularly vicious and cold-blooded crime. We are certainly pleased to have a suspect in custody, a person of interest in custody in relation to the commission of this crime. I can tell you these two men were innocent. They were there to work and perform maintenance functions on this home. They could have been anyone going to this home. They could have been postal workers. They could have been cable people. They could have been with the gas company or the electric company. That is what we believe was the randomness of this shooting. The men that were killed don't appear to be targeted. It does not appear that they were at all known to the individual that shot them. And it appears that anyone that went to that door on that day could have been shot and killed in the same way that occurred with these gentlemen. These gentlemen are fathers in our community. One, the father of two, with a baby on the way. The other, the father of seven children. This has been a difficult weekend for our community, a very painful weekend for our community. The two men that were killed are members of Buffalo's Bengali community. Commissioner Grimalia and I on Sunday had the opportunity to meet with the community, spend time with the community. Emotions were very high. The community was in a great deal of pain and anguish over the killing of these two innocent community members. I thank the Buffalo Police Department for excellent police work. I thank the Buffalo Police Department for working non-stop on this very heinous crime. I thank the Buffalo Police Department for literally working around the clock. And today we are pleased to report that a person of interest has been arrested in connection with this double homicide. Now I want to turn things over to Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimaglia.
All right, thank you, Mayor. To give a little backtrack on the start of this incident, so on Saturday at about 12:35 p.m., police officers responded to a call of a shots fired. As they were en route to that call continued on, that shots were still being fired, and it appeared at that point it was an active shooter situation. When officers arrived on scene, information became available rather quickly that the individual responsible for shooting these two individuals ran back inside of a home, and we believe to be barricaded in that home, which hampered our efforts to render aid and to get to the victims. Officers on scene were able to use tactics. They were able to use active shooter vests, where they were able to actually get up to the individual in the street and remove him, evacuate him from that area, and be able to get him to the hospital. But unfortunately, he was pronounced dead at the hospital. We were unable to get to the individual that was on the front porch, and it was very apparent to our SWAT members that were on duty that were able to get closer to the house that he was already deceased at that point. We had to set up a tactical approach on the house. Additional SWAT team members were called in. We also had the assistance of the Erie County Sheriff's Department SWAT team because of the logistics and needing additional equipment to supplement what we already have, and the assistance of VAR 1 to be overhead and monitor what was going on at this house. We also had to work towards getting a search warrant on the house, which in working in conjunction with the district attorney's office, we were able to obtain that search warrant to then start forward action on the house. Homicide detectives, while that was going on, were simultaneously out canvassing, and it was several hours later that they were able to find video that was sent out to the media that showed what we believe to be the individual connected with this had escaped immediately from the back of the house before officers were aware that that house was the subject went and was able to get out. Homicide detectives continued investigating in the house. They found numerous items that were able to aid our investigation, which eventually yesterday led us to a corner store, a receipt that was in the house that led to the second image that we sent out to the media, the much better image that was sent out. It was that image being sent out that, fortunately, working with the community, there was a citizen that spotted an individual that they believed to be that subject of interest. They flagged down a police officer, a police car, and two patrol officers within 10 minutes of being flagged down, checking out the area, spotted the individual, and took the individual into custody. He had some property. They were brought back to the homicide office where a search warrant was obtained for that property. Once that search warrant was obtained, that search warrant was executed on the bag, and what you see to my left over here was obtained inside of that bag. It is a 9mm long rifle that collapses in half, making it very easily concealable in a bag, as was found as the subject of that search warrant. At that point, he was charged with criminal possession of a weapon, which the DA will get into. Going back to Saturday, the SWAT teams, because this individual is homeless, we know that now is homeless, and we believe that he was squatting inside of that house. He had absolutely no right to be in that home. Our SWAT teams began clearing other vacant homes in the area. On Sunday morning, we did a more formalized process, if you will, working with the mayor's impact team. We called the mayor's impact team in to work with our SWAT team. We checked probably 15 to 20 vacant homes and boarded them up immediately after they were cleared in our efforts to still continue to search for this homeless individual. As the mayor said, at this point of the investigation, there's no evidence, again, at this point to suggest that this was a hate crime or any other targeted crime other than these two men doing work in the community, doing work for this property management company, going to prepare this house for sale when they were senselessly and viciously gunned down. I commend the work of our Buffalo Police Department. I commend the work of our homicide squad. I commend the work of our intelligence unit, everybody that worked on this to follow these leads quickly. And at the end of the day, good, solid, old-fashioned patrol work and cooperation from our community to find, to locate officers and get that information out where they were able to take them into custody. Again, I thank the Erie County Sheriff's Department for their SWAT team and for their helicopter to be able to provide that, you know, that eye in the sky, that quarterback in the sky. We use them quite frequently, and it's a great asset. And again, the district attorney's office, who was embedded with us right from the onset of this homicide investigation, like we do with all homicide investigations. We run very very concurrent investigations to make sure that we're doing the best job possible. With that, I'll turn it over to the district attorney, Mike Kane.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mayor, so Dale Cummings was arraigned this afternoon. He was arrested earlier. He was arrested yesterday and charged with one count of criminal possession of a weapon in the second degree, Class C violent felony in New York State. He's facing up to 15 years in jail if convicted of that charge. He's been charged with possessing the gun that you see on the screen. Mr. Cummings was remanded after our request that he be remanded, so he's not going to be able to post bail. He is scheduled to be returned in Buffalo City Court on Friday morning, and we will be able to run a felony hearing at that time. The purpose of the running the felony hearing will be to be able to present proof to the court that Mr. Cummings possessed the weapon in question, and that's an illegal firearm, a loaded firearm. And we will run that felony hearing if necessary in order to keep him in custody. The investigation into the homicide is ongoing, and into the homicides, I should say, is ongoing. We will continue to work with our partners in the Buffalo Police Department. We expect some developments on that investigation in the very near future. But at this point, Mr. Cummings is charged with the Class C felony, and he is in custody and scheduled to return to court next Friday, this coming Friday. So if anybody has any questions.
How does a homeless person get their hands on this type of a weapon?
Well, that's a great question. I'll leave to the commissioner.
We have information about how the gun is obtained, but that's it's going to take a lot more work. Unfortunately, there are far too many guns in our community. There are far too many guns in the state. There's far too many guns in the country. Fully support someone's legal right to own a firearm, but you have to go through the legal process. Guns are very easy to get their hands on. You know, I won't get into the specifics of what the interview and you know, the allegations of where the gun came from, but we are going to work with the ATF. We work with them regularly, and we will trace this gun back and look to identify. Also, we're going to look to identify if this gun is connected to any other shootings, any other crimes where it was discharged. So we work with the Central Police Services Lab on that as well.
Are you anticipating additional charges at the conclusion of this investigation?
Well, we do expect to be able to prosecute, to charge and prosecute the person responsible for these two homicides, yes.
At this point, is Cummings a suspect in those two homicides?
Well, he's definitely a person of interest. The mayor used the term suspect. I wouldn't disagree with that.
His history in court, they revealed that he, you know, has skipped out on appearing in court a few times. Are you aware of his past criminal history at all that you can share with us?
Yes. Well, there are a number of allegations that are continuing. They're pending. And so because he hasn't been convicted of any of them, they are allegations at this point in time. He has several cases pending in Buffalo City Court. Most of them are misdemeanor cases for which he has refused or just failed to return to court. So there were a couple of bench warrants issued for him to get him to return to court when he was ultimately found. He has been arraigned on those bench warrants. That was one of the bases for our argument to keep him remanded today. And those cases will proceed accordingly. If you want any more specifics on the cases, the first one was from June of 2023. It was a theft of services allegation with respect to the train or subway in the city of Buffalo. The second one was a menacing charge in August of 2023. He did not return to court on the return date. So in September, a warrant was issued for him on that case that involved a menacing and obstructing of justice and a resisting arrest. Those are all misdemeanor charges. The judge did issue a warrant for his because he failed to appear in September. And then finally, in January of 2024, He was arrested on a criminal trespass, a criminal impersonation, and a loitering. Those are all misdemeanor charges. He was supposed to appear in court for those charges on January 31st. This year, he did not appear in court. He was given the opportunity by the judge to come back to court in February. On February 15th, he did not appear in court, and so a warrant was issued on that, on those charges as well.
Is this something you're more concerned about now, knowing that this individual, a homeless individual, is able to get his hands on a weapon? Are you expecting that, you know, boarding up the other homes, that there could be more concern?
I'm not sure I understand the question. There could be concern. He's in custody right now. I'm not sure what you...
Boarding up the other homes. Is there concern of other individuals having weapons in these other homes, or was that more
Well, that was done in our effort to find an individual, a person of interest in this case. So if he was squatting in this house and he was in a home that, I'll call it vacant, but it was about to be sold, it's not your typical vacant, but if he was homeless, he's homeless, he was in that place, it was certainly plausible that he could be in any other vacant houses in those areas. So the chief of detectives led an effort of identifying with patrol those vacant homes in the area. Again, we got the mayor's impact team to do immediate board up, so they were cleared and then boarded up. But that was in an effort to search to see if he was in any one of those vacant homes. So clearly we had an individual that was extremely dangerous and armed, and we were going to use our highest level of precaution. That's why we had our SWAT teams in doing these searches and clears and board ups.
All right, a few more, sir.
Yeah. City got any kind of plan about the victim's family, because it's a big loss for there, and there is
You know, there is some victim services.
And security too.
I'm sorry?
And security
too. Security.
Oh, so, you know, the DA's office has a victim services advocate that will work with the families. If you're talking about, you know, any funding to help the family, that would be, you know, that would be done on a private setting where the community would come in and look to aid and assist the family, and I'm sure that will happen within the community. There's not something set up within within the government to do that outside of what's normally already in place for victim services. So, you know, that's something that would be done on the community end to help, you know, raise any funds and address that. As far as security, we certainly also we increase our patrols. We have a strategic plan that we work with, and this kind of goes back to some things we've talked about before in the communities, is that if something happens, if a crime happens, if you're the victim of a crime, you have to call the police, you have to report that crime. We look at our data every single day, and I cannot properly allocate resources where they're needed if I don't know something is happening in a specific area. We look at the city on a grid basis. We look at every block in the city. If crimes are happening, if there's a pattern of crimes, we need to know about that. So I ask anybody out there that if you're the victim of a crime, we ask you to call the police so that we can better track and better respond to it. Yeah.
If I could, I just want to say also, on Sunday, Commissioner Grimalia and I had the opportunity to go to a mosque on Fillmore Avenue where hundreds and hundreds of members of the community were gathered to raise money for the family of these two men who were murdered in this horrible crime. So I applaud the community for gathering together so quickly, for coming together to raise money for these families.
So far they raised almost $15,000 from the front page. So during the arrest, he was on the foot or he was driving a vehicle?
When he was taken into custody, he was on foot. He was walking, it was at the intersection of East Delavan and, was it Norfolk? I'm sorry? No, Norfolk. It was East Delavan and Norfolk, right?
Yes.
Yeah, East Delavan and Norfolk, sorry. I'm not familiar with that information. When he was taken into custody, he was stopped by patrol officers. He was on foot. He was not in a vehicle.
Right. Let me just address the victim services again, if I may. So our office, as many of you know, we have a number of victim witness advocates that work directly for our office. And we got a specific person that works with Office of Victim Services, New York State office, and they and she will help process claims for the families of the victims where they can there is funding available to help with some of the services that are going to be taking place over the course of the next few days. And she will also help them walk through what is going to take place with the investigation and the prosecution of the individual responsible for these crimes. So the families should reach out to our office if we haven't yet been in touch with them. I will make sure that's done today.
Commissioner, any clearer of a picture today of how long this individual may have been in the address there at the house?
I don't know how long he's been in there. We do know that the property management company was in that house in the days before that. They, you know, found some signs that somebody was in there, but nobody was in there at the time. So we don't know if that was him in there on prior occasions, if he just went in there. I just don't have that information right now. We'll, you know, work to determine that again. There's a lot of work that's still being done in this investigation. There's a lot of catch-up work and then obviously work going forward. So we'll work to see if we can identify that, put a clear picture of that.
Two to go, Rob and then Brady.
Can you just clarify for us again the difference between person of interest and suspect? You use both suspect in the homicide case.
That's my misspeaking, yeah. But go on, Commissioner.
So right now he is under arrest for criminal possession of a weapon, for illegally possessing this firearm. We are still investigating the double homicide, working in a direction to solve that case. Right now we're announcing an arrest of a person for criminal possession of a weapon. We'll stick with person of interest, so we're still working on that.
Commissioner, when it comes to the homeless person, obviously, is there an overall issue when it comes to squatters within the city of Buffalo? And now does this sort of incident elevate the concerns a little bit more about people that find themselves squatting into these vacant homes?
You know, I think we certainly understand that there's going to be homeless people that are getting their way into homes. This is the first time that a level of violence like this has occurred. We know that sometimes people, the mayor's impact team has a police officer assigned to it when they go to board up houses based on 311 complaints and other avenues. That's why they have a police officer that's permanently assigned to the mayor's impact team to go and clear the house. We've never had a level of violence. We've never had anything like this that I am aware of. I think this case is truly, I'll call it an anomaly, that something like this happened. You don't hear of things like this. What led the person to come out armed with a weapon like this, a homeless person, I can't answer that right now. So. But that's why we took the posture we did with SWAT teams, clearing those houses and getting them boarded up. We encourage people again to call 311 when they find houses that are boarded up. The mayor's impact team will address them. As I said, we have a police officer that's assigned, and they assist them anytime they call, even above and beyond what's the officer that's assigned there.
And if I may, just on the subject of vacant houses and the mayor's impact team, separate from what Buffalo Police did in looking for this suspect, the mayor's impact team routinely boards up vacant houses. We have found that sometimes vacant houses have been set on fire in the city of Buffalo, so leaving them open is a danger. We have found weapons in vacant houses. We have seen dog fighting in vacant houses. So when there are vacant houses in the community, and like the commissioner said, when residents call 311, we routinely have members of the mayor's impact team boarding up vacant houses to prevent people from gaining access to them.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.